Yes, it is. It's hopefully, I guess you like both sides of the microphone. I like both sides of the microphone, so I'm sure you do too.
Look, I'm happy to talk to anyone who wants to listen.
Okay, well, my audience is certainly entrepreneurs. They're predominantly online entrepreneurs, but am I correct that you've spent most of your entrepreneurial career in offline businesses?
I have spent most of my time building online businesses.
Okay. So if you wouldn't give me a highlight reel, what's people most know you for?
I would say that particularly in the financial services industry, I'm most known for having founded, co-founded, and run a very successful online non-bank lending business called State Custodians. And I ran that business for about 7 years. And prior to that, I was in the financial services industry and I ran a couple of different businesses, a home loan business and also a deposit bond business. But it would certainly be State Custodians that I was well recognized for, primarily, I think, because of the success that State Custodians had as a real challenger brand to the major banks.
Right. I really love to hear how that company got started. So before we do that, I always go back in time with my interview. So could we briefly, take a trip down memory lane? And is there any sort of signs in your even preteen era, if we go that far back? Did you have a lemonade stand, or did a lot of people sold cards, baseball cards or something at the local markets? Was there anything entrepreneurial in your background?
I think the DNA was that my grandfather was a solicitor, ran his own business. My father was a solicitor, ran his own business. I worked as a solicitor thinking I was going to run my own business, but I just didn't want to be a lawyer. So very early on, even as a teenager, I would help my father do the books, and it was a very old system where we would do the Kalamazoo, where you had the cash sheet and the ledger and the check, and that really formed the basis of my interest in business and running a smart business as well, so that you made money at the end of the day.
Okay, so did you? Obviously you had a university life then, so were you thinking career path for most of the time? Or I always find interesting people who see their family members doing something, but then also see they don't like certain aspects of it, how to rejig their ideas about what their career is going to be about. Did you have to sort of, I guess, go against the grain of what your family had showed you was how to build a career?
No, well, I think it was more. I do tend to believe a lot, Yarrow, in the universe opening doors. And I didn't listen to the universe for a long time. And, that's where I suppose I started off thinking law was a good idea. I did a science degree and a law degree. And I thought, well, that's, a smart decision. It wasn't anything necessarily I did with my heart. And then from there, I actually did multiple things before I worked out that I needed to be a businesswoman. So I worked in pharmaceutical sales. I then worked as a recruitment in HR, working in a law firm, doing the human resources function. So it really wasn't until I got into business that I actually felt that that was where I was meant to be. And it was the first time I didn't keep jumping ship. It was the first time I could stay put for a while. So I do believe that, opportunity knocks. But I guess for me now, part of my guiding rule to myself is to follow my heart. And I do believe that that's where success will come from, is if you're doing what you're passionate about doing.
Okay, so excuse me, what was the business project that you first started that you actually stuck with?
Well, getting into financial services, and my business partner and I saw an opportunity to link in with one of the large mortgage insurers, it was GE at the time, to underwrite deposit bonds and be the underwriter. And, these were for people who were purchasing property and they didn't want to put up a 10% cash deposit, particularly for a long-term off-the-plan purchase. There was a surety product called deposit bonds. And through our relationships, we were able to negotiate to get the license to underwrite bonds on behalf of GE. And, the market always changes, Yarrow, and nothing is certain. And sure enough, GE pulled out of that market. But happily, we then, you know, spun on a dime and found another underwriter, which was QBE, and we established Exo Deposit Bonds as the sole Victorian agency for QBE Deposit Bonds, and that was a very successful business. And it was really seeing where opportunity would present itself, so that all of these clients we had who were, you know, purchasing property off the plan, ultimately they needed to finance that purchase when it came time to settle. And they're brought the opportunity to provide home loans and do lending. So that's sort of where we started to move into lending, and we started as a Exo Home Loans, which we offered via mortgage brokers. And it really became, state custodians really came together when we wanted to build a business that wasn't based on our personal relationships, so that we could be mobile and we could actually move interstate and relocate to a place that would fit our lifestyle a lot more.
I'm curious, Heidi, it sounds like your background has almost nothing to do with this sort of financial services industry, and you're talking very much like you've got technical knowledge. Obviously now, having come out the other end, you would have learned a lot. But back at the start, you were, like you said, a solicitor and was it pharmacy or your skill base? How does that turn into, was there like a some sort of, like you said, the universe opened a door? Were you just thinking, you know what, this sounds like fun, I'm going to jump and board this business? Was that sort of how it began?
I think it's because, you know, having a co-founder who had the experience in the financial services industry, and what I could bring to it was all of the support other than, you know, I could bring to the business everything outside of, you know, the technical aspects of it. And, you know, even to this date, as I've always employed different staff members, I do believe that the technical skill set is the easiest thing to recruit for. And I've never recruited people based purely on, you know, having done the tasks in the past. I think you recruit for attitude and aptitude and intelligence and willingness to roll up your sleeves and bunker in. And I think that's what I present, that's what I brought along to the partnership.
Okay. So what were the, in terms of the growing this company, so you've got these agreements in place and you said you were getting clients and you said it was mostly from relationships. So were you two, before you expanded, was it just you two on the ground or did you hire a team straight away from the beginning? Like, how did the company initially grow?
No, the company initially grew just through people we knew in property development, and it was really my co-founder David and I, it was about us hitting the pavement together and going out and selling the dream and, you know, putting yourself out there and saying, listen, why don't we do business together? And, you know, I had a career previously in pharmaceutical sales, so I understood about the need to close and ask for business, and my business partner David is exceptional salesperson, and so that is what we did. We hit up our network and we found a couple of key players and a key referral point and nurtured them, so we got repeat business from them.
Okay. Now, was there something that was a point of differentiation for what you were doing? Because I'm assuming, you know, you were entering the crowded market space back then.
No, we weren't.
Okay.
That was why we liked it so much, in that there was only 7 agents for GE Australia-wide at the time. It was a booming market, so it was when the property market was really taking off and just going ballistic, and there was lots of construction and lots of development, certainly where we were in Melbourne at the time. So it was a very good market to be in because there weren't many players, and it wasn't like home loans with deposit bonds. It was very difficult to be able to get the pen from the underwriter and be able to issue bonds, and there was a very good margin in it.
Okay, so I don't want to say it was easy, but it must have been somewhat nice to be, you know, trailing a blaze through a market where, you know, you could knock on doors and not have someone be saturated with other people trying to sell them the same thing. That's makes things a bit easier.
It was nice, and it was also important for us to make money from day one.